Welcome to Rhema for Today.
How many of you realize that Elijah anointed Elisha to be his successor? Elisha just didn't choose it. He was anointed to do it. Now I want you to understand, with the anointing, you are anointed to do to an office. You can be anointed to an office, which can be a fivefold ministry office, or you are anointed to serve in the body of Christ as the believer is supposed to do.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Tomorrow is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagen with his teaching, The Person of the Holy Spirit.
All right, I want to finish up talking about the Holy Spirit. I want to finish up by talking about the Holy Spirit and the symbols that describe it. Now, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is sometimes referred to as the anointing or an anointing. How many of you ever heard that? In fact, it's referred to that way in 2 Corinthians 1:21 and in 1 John 2:27. And of course, we all know Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and fire. Now, anointing in the Old Testament, and somebody that thinks in the Old Testament, the Jewish type mind, the Jewish mind, or one familiar with the Old Testament practices will probably be the best way to say that, understands that the anointing represents a divine dedication and consecration to a holy office. Now, how many of you remember when you studied over in the Old Testament about when the priesthood was started, Aaron and his sons, when they were inducted into the priesthood, there was a mixture, a formula that was given by God, and they mixed it up, and it became a holy anointing ointment. How many of you know about that? This anointing was their consecration into the priest's office. We see this in Exodus 30 and 30 and in Leviticus 8, 12. Now, how many of you remember the story in the Old Testament about Israel having their first king? Anybody know what his name was? Saul. Now, when Samuel found Saul to anoint him to be the king of Israel. Now you remember that I say when he found him, because if you go study the story, Saul had hid himself. How many of you remember that? To start out with such humility and end up with such arrogance is a bad way to go. Now, it says that Samuel, in 1 Samuel 10:1, took a vial of oil and poured it over his head. Now, the anointing oil that was used with Aaron when he was anointed, it says that it flowed down over his beard and on his garment and dripped off on the ground. Any of you read that in there? Now, when Saul was rejected as king, and Samuel went down to Jesse's house and he anointed David as the king of Israel, you will notice that Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. That's found in 1 Samuel 16:13. Now, you will find that we have a demonstration here of the anointing of the priest, the anointing of the king, and then there was the anointing of the prophet. In 1 Kings 19:16, Elijah, when he was coming to the end, was instructed to anoint Elisha as his successor. How many of you ever realized that? How many of you realize that Elijah anointed Elisha to be his successor? Elisha just didn't choose it. He was anointed to do it. Now I want you to understand, with the anointing, you are anointed to do to an office. You can be anointed to an office, which can be a fivefold ministry office, or you are anointed to serve in the body of Christ as the believer is supposed to do. Now we only think about people being anointed to stand in what we call the fivefold ministry office, but you are anointed to stand in the office of a believer. Filled with the Holy Ghost and so forth and so on, shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He's not talking about those that are especially anointed for an office. He's talking about everybody that's anointed by the Holy Spirit. And everybody that has received the Holy Spirit is anointed by the Spirit. Hello? Jesus was anointed. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me. Luke 4:18. And then I want you to notice that we are anointed, as I have said just a moment ago. We are anointed to preach and to tell the good news. Doesn't it tell us to go into all the world and preach the gospel? It's not talking to the pulpit ministry. It's talking to every believer. You are anointed to preach and to teach the gospel and to tell of the good news. We are anointed to make intercession. Hello? We are anointed to reign in this life. Is that not what the Bible says? Huh? A lot of people talking about, well, by and by, one of these days, sometime when I get to heaven, I'm going to reign. No, the Bible says we are to reign with Christ now. We are anointed to do that right now by the Holy Spirit. See, we need to understand, and the reason, and I'm not even going to teach on the gifts of the Spirit and stuff because I have done that before. I'm teaching on a different side of the Holy Spirit. And I think when we begin to understand this and let him really work in our personal lives, that the Holy Spirit becomes more to us than speaking in tongues. It becomes more to us than the operation of the gifts of the Spirit. He becomes something happening in our everyday life as we walk with God. You see, you are anointed whether you feel it or not. Whether you feel anything or not, you are anointed. Well, act like it. See, we tell people all the time that whether they feel saved or not, if they've asked for forgiveness and they're living right in the sight of God, we give them the scripture and so forth, they're saved no matter what the devil's telling them. Well, I want you to understand that no matter what anybody's saying, the devil's whispering in your ear, the circumstances of life or whatever, you are anointed. Then act like it. Live like it. Talk like it. Minister like it. Because we are all ministers unto Him. Every member a minister. Every member of the body of Christ is a minister in His place to do what God has called him to do. Because it takes every member of the body of Christ working where he is supposed to work to make it all fit together. And Paul describes it as a body, as the body fits together. Then it works. And you know what? If you happen to be the fingernail on the little finger, you are still anointed and you're part of the body. You let somebody pull that little fingernail off and you find out how it affects the whole body.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD titled, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled, It Shall Come to Pass. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled, Your Faith in God Will Work. These three items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Once again, worldwide homecoming, yes, at Winter Bible Seminar. It's coming up fast. It's February 16th through the 21st, a Sunday night through a Friday. And
yes,
on Sunday night, there's one service at 6 p.m. But on Monday through Friday, it's 8:30, 9:30, and 10:30 a.m. And then a 7:30 p.m.
service.
7 p.m. service.
Yes. And you know, the world is coming home. A lot of the graduates from
all over the world.
Yes.
300 and something odd of them all over the world.
Yes.
And there will be on Thursday night, it's a special time. There will be a parade of flags.
Yes.
You just got to be here to see it and experience that. And it's right here on the Rhema USA campus. Just go to rhema.org/WBS,
yes,
and you can get all the information.
That's right. And there's some special leadership,
yes,
training,
yes,
for those working in the children's area, the youth area, the music, and the media area. There's 9 hours that week of training for you. It's all free. And so we encourage you to come. And then, of course, at nighttime, we have children's services for those that are infants through the fifth grade.
Yes.
And just lots and lots of things.
Lots of things going on.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, The Person of the Holy Spirit. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.